Kevin, in many senses, votes for us, Gammon. Job done. You've qualified for the Connacht final. You're back in the final to defend the Leinster Cup. And Leitrim, in fairness, they put up a good challenge here today as well in Carrick and Shannon. That was always going to be the case.
Yeah, well, I think what we'd been reading about them and the win they had in New York, I had every sense that this is a long project for Leitrim, that they're trying to get a couple of years of a run at it where they can build and build. And their sense was the best way to build was make sure it wasn't a hammering from Ross. And they did that and set up the way they had to do. And that's fine. That's you know, they gave it a great shot. They had a strong finish and a strong start. But in between, we came to grips with it and we got the scores that we needed to. So it's exactly what you said. It's the ticket to the final now. We prepare tomorrow morning and we start our recovery and looking at the possibility of Galway or Sligo in a Connacht final. And that's just unreal for us, John, because, you know, it's our fourth final in 3 years now. And we see this as just more experience and more experience. And one step closer, you know, to trying to get into the into these Super 8s. And that's our whole season is win two championship matches and we're going to have a great season. That's our feeling about it. We've won one. You know, we have to win another one somewhere along the trip now.
Two major things on the horizon, obviously the defence of the Leinster Cup and the Super 8s, and that really always was the case, and both go hand in hand now at this stage.
Well, that's there's a massive prize. If you can get the Super 8s as champions, it's an unreal prize. If it doesn't work out that way, you have to suck it up and get back up on the horse and get another way to get in, and that's the way we viewed our championship season. But tonight was the launch of it, if you like. Tonight was the game that you had to win. Yeah, you know, so that it gave you that possibility of a Connacht final or a round four.
It's your first championship game now under the belt. You'll obviously look at it, you'll analyse it, you'll identify areas for improvement. Happy to be in the Connacht final, but plenty to work on, Kevin.
Loads, John, to work on. You know, we were very static the first quarter, and the energy that I expect to see on a championship day just wasn't there. But, you know, I would say a lot of that will mind itself and look after itself. If we get to a Connacht final, if we get a chance to play that final at home, whether it's Galway or Sligo, I'm not sure what way it's going to bounce. The sense is that, you know, we're going to be well ready for that final. We have a good record within the group, you know, of being in good shape for these finals. We had one blip. But since that, you know, when we get to finals, we tend to compete as well as we should. And then let's see where the ball bounces.
And one last point on the Connacht final. Was it difficult to avoid all the talk about where a Connacht final is going to be played when you weren't even there? And Sligo and Leitrim were still very much in the championship here. Everyone was talking about Roscommon and Galway, and you had to protect the players from that.
Well, and I suppose, to be fair to everybody, most of that talk was coming from my own county. Roscommon, the team I'm in charge of. So, you know, we can't go blaming someone else. But I can see why that rumour or that discussion, that narrative was generated. We're in the final now. My responsibility is to the Roscommon senior team, and that means we have to give ourselves the best chance possible of winning this final.
And that means playing the final in Dr. Hyde Park.
That's the bottom line.